catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know. Heading into this Wednesday morning, May 11th, I'm Ezra Sheffield, and this is The Point from WUFT News. A new group is starting to engage Gainesville's post-college community. Known as the Gainesville Young Professionals, the group caters towards business owners or professionals between the ages of 21 and 39 in the Gainesville area in hopes of building a professional community network. I spoke with WUFT's Gabriela Rodriguez about the group and who they are.
It's really just a group that tries to bring people, young people in the area who are either working for a business or a company, or who actually own their own business or company, and facilitate this group that can bring them together, and they provide different resources, and they also plan different events and other types of things that the young professionals in the greater Gainesville area can benefit from.
So what makes someone a young professional?
They would have to be working for a company that is a part of the Chamber of Commerce in Gainesville, or they would have to own a company or a business who that is also part of the Gainesville Chamber of Commerce. It could also be someone trying, just looking for a job or looking to find a place of employment here in Gainesville.
So what kind of events do the Gainesville Young Professionals do? Is it just primarily networking?
No, so actually, yes, there is a lot of networking opportunities within this group, but it's also different events that you can explore Gainesville. So, for example, I know they did like a Discover event, which is basically they discover something new in the community and they got to explore the different museums offered here in Gainesville. And also there are just some, not classes, but more like educational lessons that they could learn. They had a lesson or they had an opportunity to learn about real estate and what they should know, what young professionals should know before buying like their own home. So yeah, there's a lot of networking opportunities, but there's also just like a chance to explore the community.
Had you heard about a group like this before that caters to the post-college 21 to 39 age group, or was this something completely new?
Honestly, I had no idea this group existed. So yeah, I was a little bit surprised to see that there was a group actually like this for young professionals. I think it's pretty beneficial to anyone that could be like new to the city. It was a little bit surprising for me to like find this group because I honestly had not heard of anything like this.
What is the importance of having a group like the Gainesville Young Professionals?
I think the young professionals really just wanted a space where they could feel like they belong. I know a lot of them were looking for a place to meet other people like them within that same age group. So that way they could just discuss about their own business or discuss about different personal issues. A lot of the young professionals just wanted to go out and network and just meet different people or make new friends. I just feel like a lot of them did not realize like there was like this community outside of University of Florida or outside of Santa Fe. So I think that's also what they were trying to look for those that did stay in Gainesville. And I think it is a way to try to get other people from UF or from Santa Fe to stay.
That was WUFT's Gabriela Rodriguez on how the Gainesville Young Professionals are engaging Gainesville's post-college community. Now let's catch up on today's top stories from around the Sunshine State. Security is becoming tighter at a parking garage in downtown Gainesville following a deadly shooting. The city is adding some new safety measures at the Southwest Downtown Parking Garage to help mitigate rowdy crowds and increasing crime rates. Some residents in the area believe the city commission allowing open containers in 2021 led to the increase of activity at the garage. The city voted to ban open containers and added additional surveillance cameras, along with increasing overnight security. Gainesville Police Chief Lonnie Scott says they've been struggling with officer staff shortages, but is hopeful the new measures will bring peace back to the area. Citrus County airports are looking to expand after discussions at a workshop Tuesday night. County commissioners want to expand hangar size at both the Inverness and Crystal River airports to accommodate larger corporate jets. Commissioner Jeff Kinnard said there were people in the county who would rent out the larger hangars, and Commissioner Holly Davis said the larger hangars could also shelter multiple smaller aircrafts during hurricanes. Commissioners also discussed development of an 80-acre lot adjacent to the Inverness Airport. Students at a Central Florida high school were told they wouldn't get their yearbooks this year until a single page is changed. The page in question shows Longwood Lyman High School students holding rainbow flags and a Love is Love sign during a protest of the Parental Rights in Education Act, also known as the Don't Say Gay Bill. The Longwood Lyman principal says the page is out of compliance with school board policy. Students plan to protest at the Seminole County School Board meeting Tuesday night. Wekiwatchie State Park is under scrutiny after an environmental advocate filed a complaint against the park's updated management plan. Shannon Turbeville sits on the advisory committee meant to provide input on the development of new plans, but says the committee was never consulted, violating a state statute. Turbeville is not only concerned about the failure of the process, but also its enforcement. According to Turbeville, no citations were given in 2020 to parkgoers who incorrectly exited their kayaks or paddle boats, which can negatively impact shoreline visitation. As of now, no word has been released on how the Florida Department of Environmental Protection will handle the complaint. A new highly infectious strain of bird flu is starting to affect Florida's bald eagles. 23 bald eagles have died from the disease, with 8 of those deaths happening in Brevard County. According to Florida Fish and Wildlife Research Institute spokesperson Carly Jones, eagles only make up a fraction of the cases of the avian influenza. According to state wildlife research, there are thousands of estimated cases among 12 Florida counties. The average cost of car insurance in Florida is $1,000 more than the national average, according to a new study by Bankrate. According to the study, the national average for car insurance is $1,771, while Florida's cost is $2,762. Florida is joined by Louisiana and New York for highest rates in the country. Bankrate noted higher than average number of uninsured drivers in Florida as a possible cause for the higher than average rates, with 20% of Florida drivers being uninsured, nearly 8% higher than the national average of 12.6%. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Ezra Sheffield, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a wonderful Wednesday.